When the Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office booked 22-year-old Enrique Antonio Urosa on felony charges of theft by deception and forgery and didn't release him, even after a court ordered his release upon bail, Sheriff Jim Winder says it wasn't acting on behalf of an internal policy, but Utah law.
We asked them, are you a U.S. citizen? In this instance, they say no. Then the second question we ask them is, are you here legally? And in this instance, they say no. Now, based on the answer to those two questions, SB 81 indicates that we have to take reasonable means to ensure that this individual is communicated to Immigration Customs Enforcement.
And Urosa still remains in custody on a federal detainer awaiting action from ICE. But Winder says they've had several conversations with ACLU about procedures and altered them based on those conversations shortly after he was detained.
That's when we responded and said, okay, if it might be a problem, we'll hold off until we hear. We don't want to engage in any behavior that might be problematic, but at the same time, what we would say to the ACLU or anybody is, don't sue us. If you think the law's a problem, then go either get the law changed or enjoin SB 81.
But Darcy Goddard, legal director of the ACLU of Utah, says it's obvious Salt Lake County Jail hasn't altered its policies because it continues to hold Urosa.
What the jail is doing here, though, is giving itself an extra 48 hours, even after bail has been posted, to hold someone with no lawful authority to do so and in violation of the bail order or whatever order authorized their release so that they can give themselves additional time to seek and verify immigration status. And that just flies in the face of the Fourth Amendment.
Goddard says a person has to be in custody lawfully before the jail can seek to verify immigration status, which she says Urosa was not.
Based on an answer to another question or what you look like, we think you might have committed another violation of criminal or civil law. And we don't really have probable cause to think that, but we're concerned that maybe you have, so we're not going to let you go for 48 hours so that we have more time to investigate that. That's outrageous, and I think most people would think that that's outrageous.
But Sheriff Winder says the county can't release Urosa because he is held by a federal detainer. The ACLU also claims they've only received complaints about the Salt Lake County Jail. Winder says that's because it's the only jail with an overcrowding problem, and it has to modify its procedures to ensure people don't escape. Other jails, he says, hold detainees on more minor offenses. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.